All right, JB here at the controls. We are standing by for the group Committed. You might remember them. They were the winners of last season's The Sing-Off on NBC. The acapella group has a new album out, coincidentally called Committed, and I might have to be by the time we get through the show, because we are standing by. We have not heard from the group. We're supposed to hear from them during the show. I don't even know what we're doing. Let me just bring you all up to speed so that everybody knows what's happening. We were approached last week to have the group on the show because they've got this new album that I just mentioned, and we confirmed a time, which is actually during the show right now, and we have not heard from them. Somebody was supposed to call in, and I was given a list of phone numbers to call in the event that I don't hear from the group, and I've exhausted those phone numbers, and nobody's getting back to me. So we don't have the group Committed on the show. I'm sure the album is great. Unfortunately, we can't really promote it, and I won't promote it on the show. Let's move on to The Sing-Off. It's returning on NBC September 19th. You might remember that's the a cappella singing show. Usually happens around Christmas time. I love having that on while I'm decorating the Christmas tree. Gets me in a bit of a festive mood. Hosted once again by Nick Lachey. Oh, our good buddy Nick Lachey is at the controls of that show, always surprising me. Can we find that clip of last Christmas when he was a surprise guest? That's how we'll fill the time. We won't give the airtime to Committed. We'll give it to Nick Lachey, my buddy. So we'll find that clip. But joining the judging panel once again, Ben Folds, Sean Stockman from Boys to Men, and Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls has jumped ship. She's over on Fox's The X Factor. So to fill that spot is Sarah Bareilles, her song, Love Song. You remember that? That was her first big hit. So it should be an interesting season. This time it's in the fall. Again, as I said, September 19th, Mondays on NBC. We'll be sure to watch that. And I think Committed's supposed to be on the season premiere. Try not to boo them when they come on the stage, all right? Just because they've stood me up doesn't mean that they're bad people. Maybe something came up and they just, you know, couldn't think to get back to their, their interviewer in time. We've got the clip of Nick Lachey. Good. Last Christmas, Nick Lachey was our first surprise guest on our Christmas shows. We did three of them last year. So let's play that clip of Nick surprising me on the show. The Freedom41.com countdown to Christmas continues, and, you know, we've got somebody on the line. I'm never told who. You know, I always love these surprises, so let's see. Let's see who our first guest is on our special holiday shows. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, this is Nick Lachey.
Oh.
I want to call in and say hello.
Oh, just what I wanted for Christmas. Hi, Nick. How are you?
You know, I heard a vicious rumor, that I was the most downloaded interview off of your website.
Oh.
I feel like it was time, you know, considering it is the holiday season,
yeah.
To call and rub that in your face.
Yeah, you're such a kind soul. Thank you for that. No, but
you're forgiving, you know.
I do appreciate you making time right now. But yeah, I think we get like more phone calls from the interview that we had last year than we got for me all year. So thanks for that.
My pleasure. I'm actually honored.
Back live at you. See, that's how it sounds when a guest calls in on time. Nick Lachey from last Christmas when he surprised me on the air during the Top of the Charts countdown to Christmas. So we don't have the group Committed from what I'm being told. We're going to move on. That's great publicity for a new album that's just out, let me tell you. Here's a whole bunch of backup numbers to give us a call. Nobody's going to answer. Nobody's going to return the calls. Let's get back to the music here on the show.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.
JB here on Top of the Charts. We don't have the group Committed. We are supposed to be talking with them in this segment. This is the second of their segments here on the show today, but we're going to do a contest giveaway. Now, The Sing-Off, as I mentioned in the last segment, is returning to NBC. I want you to do your research. Maybe you even remember who won the first season of The Sing-Off. Tell me, who was the very first group that won the top prize on The Sing-Off on NBC? Send me an email, jb@jbonair.com. It's funny when a guest doesn't show up and it costs us money. We're giving away cash right now. We're giving away, I don't know, we'll give maybe 5 prizes of $100. Let's just do that. I'm opening up my wallet because my guests stood me up. jb@jbonair.com if you know who won the first season of The Sing-Off. Don't say Committed. I don't want to hear that name on the show anymore. We're standing by, still waiting for them. We're almost out of time on the show, so we probably can't even talk to them. But if the group Committed is listening right now, chances are they're not. Give me a shout, 1-866-98-ON-AIR, 1-866-986-6247. But if you know the answer, who was the first group that won on The Sing-Off on NBC, send me an email, jb@jbonair.com. Back to the music right now on the show.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.